Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Let you all hear it. Welcome back to another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tiny here tonight. I am soloing it alone. I'm going to turn down that speaker there. Yeah, there you go. Walker, Cyrus, good to see you. James Jacob and Jason Ryan also are watching. So tonight has been a really messed up night. So this is something when you run a podcast where you realize that even down to, you know, recording on YouTube, everything, I'm sure some batteries are going to die tonight, but it's almost like I've got some forces working against me on this podcast. Well, and I'll go into that a little bit more, but www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy, everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Also, check out the website for Scotchy Bourbon Boys t-shirts, Glencairn's. We also have these really cool refrigerator magnets that are on the back, a bottle opener that really comes in handy. And you're always getting your barrel head Scotchy Bourbon Boys right on your refrigerator. And then, also one of the cool things that, we're doing and what we're on all social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Check us out there. Those are all great places to see what we do. We go around to all the different distilleries. We put up shorts. We put up YouTube reels, not YouTube, but Facebook reels. We go Facebook live on our podcasts every Tuesday and Thursday at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have guests. In this case, we're doing a solo, but we also have a lot of educational type stuff that we do here for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And then also we are on all the major podcast formats, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, ask Siri, ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and you'll be here. We've got over 300. I think this is episode 349. I might be mistaken, but I think that we're pretty damn close to that. We are in our fifth season. We have evolved from a couple guys getting together in my kitchen to full out two-time-a-week podcast that we tour all over. We are going to be where you could find and see us this year is we're going to be at the New Orleans or the NOLA Bourbon Festival. We are going there and going to be covering it for Tracy there down there. And we are excited. We just booked our airfare and hotel at the Marriott down there where the NOLA Bourbon Festival is, and very excited to attend that this year. It's been going on for a couple of years, and this year is the year that we decided we like to do a spring festival. Last year we went to Galena, this year Galena Whiskey Festival, and then this year we're going to be going down to NOLA. But we also will be at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. You can see us there. That is September 14th is the Saturday, 13th is the Friday, so 12th through the 22nd this year. That it's a year earlier so that it doesn't conflict with other events going on in the Kentucky area. So it's been moved up a year. We're excited about that. And then also the first weekend in October is Bourbon on the Banks, and we will have a tent again there at Bourbon on the Banks. So catch us there. Tonight's podcast, it's exciting. I'll get into this. This is the kind of day. Initially, I started off the day contacting everybody, and I knew the kid was supposed to be coming today. And then also the Super Nash was coming on, and we talked about this morning. We talked about the bourbons we were going to taste while we were smelling and what we're going to do with the aroma kits and everything. And this... this is how the night went. I put out the Zoom meeting, and we were supposed to be going live at 8:30, and I usually send out the Zoom meeting about 6 o'clock for everybody. I like to put it out the night before, send text so everybody has it fresh so they don't got to look for it. But I always send it out to CT, now Barrelhead, CT, Super Nash, and Whiskey. And I knew Whiskey and CT and Barrelhead all couldn't make it tonight, but I was counting on Super Dash. And then we had the kid coming. The kid, I talked to him yesterday. He was all good. So Super Nash let me know about 6:30 that he wasn't going to be able to come on. So that was kind of a bummer. And I'm like, well, but I got the kid coming, so that's going to be all right. So about 7 o'clock, he texted me and let me know he wasn't feeling good and didn't think he was going to be able to make it. So that was kind of cool. Now we have Michael Stoneburner on, and he's new to bourbon drinking, looking for a bourbon that does not have that whiskey burn. I can go in a little bit. We'll talk about that a little bit. We know how to get you where it's going to be, especially if you're new to bourbon. We could go into that. I'll just say, Michael, that the burn is a multi-layer thing. One thing, it's based off of your age. I know that I grew up with my father, and my father was drinking Jack Daniels, and I drank a lot of Jack Daniels. I say drank it because I tried not to taste it because of the burn. My father-in-law taught me how to sip whiskey. If you sip it through your lips, you can bypass your palate and get it down your throat. Excuse me. And you can bypass your throat and get it down there, but you don't do the tasting. So as you get older and your taste buds get a little bit worn out, you have some mileage on them. Whiskey doesn't burn as much. But if you're looking for specific whiskeys that don't burn, I could go through that. You could go back in some of our podcasts. Check out the Scotchy Bourbon Boys on iHeartRadio or also Spotify, also and Apple, and check out all 300 episodes are there. And there was one, how I converted my wife to become a whiskey drinker because she was not. That one covers it specifically. But then also I was converting my 21-year-old son a couple years ago, and we cover some of the different whiskeys that I used for him to drink. And then we actually have a podcast in there. If you look in there, it's where we talk about what a bridge bourbon is. And a bridge bourbon is a bourbon that takes you from the Jim Beam level, maybe Jim Beam Black, and takes you to the next level of tasting and how you get to those small batches. So real quick, one of the bridge bourbons that is made by the James B. Beam Distilling Company is Basil Hayden. They're never going to change it. They say that, but at the same time, we all know they produce another brand with the same ingredients, mash bills, different ages, different proofs. But this is an 80 proof bourbon, as Basil Hayden. A lot of people don't remember what it's like when you first start drinking bourbon, so they'll rip on Basil Hayden, but it's a very, very soft on your palate. It doesn't have that whiskey burn that you're talking about. The whiskey burn can come from what the heck was that? I'm looking at the witch cards. This is a effed up night. I was looking at the transcript and it was just amen, 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 whatever the hell that is. But this is good. But really quick, so I would suggest a Basil Hayden. There's another one that I really like that's here. It's called Woodford Reserve Double Oak. It's a little bit more intensity, but the flavor overrides the burn. Now, the burn on your tongue can be pepper, any kind, black pepper. It could be like a jalapeno pepper. It also can be when you're talking about, you get a lot of wood, and it can taste like a red hot, like cinnamon. So there's a lot of different ways that happen with the burn. And then when you swallow, you're talking about the warmth inside. They call that a Kentucky hug. And you still get that today now that you've been drinking for a while. But I would just take Woodford Reserve Double Oak, which is on your shelves. And also, I would do Basil Hayden, because those are two really good transitional bourbons that don't quite have that, the novice whiskey drinker can start to taste and see where all those flavors are, but not be overpowered by too much proof so that's what I would suggest. But getting back to tonight and what happened. So I'm sitting, waiting, and I've got the whole thing connected up. Aaron Harris, good to see you there.
Linked together. Your smell is your nose, when you're nosing whiskey, is very important. Now, not from the standpoint of nosing the whiskey and identifying the flavors with your nose and then drinking the whiskey to taste, but a lot of the percentage of tasting is based off smell. You are smelling all along when you're tasting. Now, this is the box. Now, I'm going to share the screen on this one. So let's see. I can monitor this now, and everybody's hearing. Yeah, Matt's like, yes. And then clear on Facebook. Yep. Thanks for sticking with me, Matt. And then here this is. So I'm going to do a quick share screen of what it is. So what these are right here, this is good. As I go here, you can see on the share screen here, everything, and I can magnify up here and I can show you, and I'm going to read about nosing. So the kit that I have is, this group of aromas represents the various, I'm going to get really up there so I can read this. Alcohols and compounds created during the fermentation and distillation process. Training to identify these aromas is an advanced skill. They are aromas that regularly occur outside of distilling, especially in isolation. We've included some of the notes to help you get started as you train your senses. So there's acetaldehyde. I suck at this, but that smell is green apples, green grass. But this tasting kit has acetone, methanol, ethyl acetate, ethyl alcohol, vodka, which is vodka, propyl alcohol, butyl alcohol, acetic acid, amyl alcohol, and furfural. They all have different, those are the heads. They all have different flavors in them. And so that's in this kit. So one of the things that when you're smelling these and they're all numbered properly, I'm going to grab number, the acetylide, acetaldehyde. It's like, I suck at this. But you smell it, okay? And it does. Green grass and green apples. This is the these are the heads that are not good for you. So this aroma kit, and when I pull out just randomly, I'm going to pull out number 28, and you smell it. I have no idea what number 28 is. I like to shake them up because they've been sitting for a little bit. Shake it up a little bit. Then you get the... I'm not smelling that one very good. Number 28. Let me see if I can get it better by sticking the... It comes with these little papers. I like to rip them in half. Then what you do is you dip them in and then you can really get the smell... It's almost non-existent. A little bit of, I don't know what number 28 is, but I'm about to look because I'm very curious because it's very subtle and I'm hoping that it's subtle or my kit is 27. Okay, it's nut. That makes sense. It's just a little bit there. So I got that. So then you smell the nut. But what smelling the flavors, and this is number 26. I'm going to do this one. It's dark. This one smells like chocolate. I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to drop this in here. And what is 26? Cocoa. Okay, so I was able to pick that one up. So it's got the cocoa smell. Now, I must be like freaked out tonight, but I don't know what this is. This is 32. We're going to... Now that one... has a smoky smell to it with a grassy smoky. So 32, okay, that's toast. Nope, that's 30, 25, 26, 27, 28, 39, 31. It's tobacco. That's what I'm, yeah, that smells like tobacco. So what you're doing is you're smelling, and you keep smelling, so that when you taste with... So there's a bunch of flavors in here, and I'm going to go over them, like tobacco. What does tobacco actually smell like? I know what tobacco smells like, and this really puts it in the neutral. But let's say, what does earthy smell like? 35. So when you smell earthy, people say, oh, it smells earthy. It smells like A little menthol-y, a little bit of sour grass. Kind of like when you get close to a compost pile. But there's a little bit of dirt aspect to it. So what it does is identifies what these flavors, what people talk about in your overall experience. So one of the cool things is, as you can see, this particular kit, it comes with each one. It tells you what it is. There's browns. Okay, let's just pick out brown spice number 27. I mean, it's like, what does brown, when people say brown spice, what does it, so what you do is you keep going over these to identify them. So I'm going to smell brown spice. So brown spice smells like a little bit of cinnamon and mixed with a little bit of, like, it's like a smoky, cinnamony, and just there's a lot of the, like a holiday spice, you know, it's like it's got an oaky, cinnamony, a little bit of earthy in it. So when you start to identify these things and you don't, you know, like it gives you the actual ability. I'm going to come off the share screen now. And it gives you the ability to, let's get this more view full screen. It gives you the ability to actually, you know, taste what, you know, what's happening. And sorry for all the technical difficulties last night. So what I want to do is, and I was supposed to have the kid here, but I'm going to taste things and I'm going to basically do a couple pours and I'm going to go through what I taste on them in my Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn here. And one of my favorite bourbons is Woodford Reserve Double Oak. By the way, this, I believe today, they just released the double oak at the distillery. So if you go there this week, they release a certain amount of bottles every day. And they're a 375 milliliters, similar to this bottle right back. Hold on. Right back here. This is the 375s that you get from Woodford. But the double oaked is released. So I'm going down on Friday. So hopefully I'll be able to get one of those. But so with the tasting, this kit, I know what I'm smelling. I smell a lot of butterscotch, a little bit of oak. It's got a little ethanol to it. Okay. So then when I taste a ton of butterscotch. So when I go in here, I go to my little kit. I am going to pull off smoke, earth, butter, toast, tobacco, leather, cocoa, brown spice, orange, pineapple, vanilla, caramel, oak, cedar, banana, cherry. So I'm going to see how close it is to caramel. And I'm going to pull out some oak. Yep. Matt says limit two. Yes, it is. I'm going to drink that. Caramel smells so good. While the caramel has definitely helps. Now I got to get the oak, which is 10. 18. I need 18, which is right there. So let's do 18. And that's an oaky flavor.
I
It's really funny. It's like all the smells are there. Let's really, this should really come out oaky. There it is. That smells. Now let's just, coming off that. All right. So there's a peppery flavor to it. Let's see if there's pepper. What do we got here? Tobacco, leather, earthy, grass, brown spice, nut, herbal, pineapple, vanilla, caramel, orange, oak, cedar, banana, cherry, leather, tobacco, butter, herbal, nut, brown spice, smoke, earthy, grass. So I'm trying to think about cedar. Let's try 19. Let's try if that cedar, if that peppery is a cedar. So you're just trying to find. Where that peppery spice is coming from. Now, cedar. All right. There could be a little. I'm smelling cedar, but this cedar has a very smoky, peppery. That's there. Definitely, there's a little cedar in there. I never thought that I would put cedar in it, but in my tasting notes, I would have to put cedar there now. So when you think about that, you know, it's really kind of cool that cedar is part of what I picked up, trying to figure out what the taste. So like a lot of times, so I'm going to take a sip of my water. I'm going to do one more that I got here. Or two. So I wanted to talk about we're not going to do that because it's been too long, but the cedar, let's see, I got some chicken cock whiskey here. So hopefully it's funny, but, I just have nobody watching at the moment. That's because we had some technical difficulties. So everybody's watching on YouTube. A lot of people transferred over to YouTube, but it's fine. I am about to put some chicken cock reserve cask. I wanted to rinse my glass out with my water. There we go. Rinsed out. Now I'm going to put some chicken cock reserve cask in here. Kevin Kistner, the golfer, and this is a barrel pick, but I want to pick out the flavors again. In this reserve cask. Let's put that up front. Put that right there. You guys can see that. And then I got a little pineapple, believe it or not. I'm just going to go. I can't believe it. I think there's a little pineapple on the nose. Let's see what happens. It's either pineapple. Let's see.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying
already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Pineapple, let's try 23. Here's 23. Let's see what it is. Pineapple upside down cake. It lasts for a long time, Matt. Oh. Now, what I'm pulling off of pineapple is also that bubblegum flavor. But I get the pineapple. Let's see what I get in the nose now. Definitely that's pineapple. I got, but I'm also getting the smoke, and I want to say it's probably like a pineapple with, now I also have rye, tails, hearts, heads, wheat, malt. So if you put the rye spice, 16, 15, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, this is the way to go through and pick out what you think you're tasting. They're all there. Nah. Let me see. I don't think it's the rye. I wish I want. Oh, it's a little bit rye. Some pineapple, rye, and then let's just go see if there's. It's pineapple, rye, and a little bit of smoke. And I'm going to go to 34 again. And let's just see what smoke tastes like or smells like. Smoke? Mm-mm. A lot of pineapple, a lot of rye, but then there's caramel. I wonder, pear apple, vanilla, caramel, 25, 24. Let's hit 24. Here's 24, which is vanilla. Now, I don't get any of that. Maybe I do. Yep. There's some vanilla in there. Now, I wasn't recognizing the vanilla. I really wasn't. So one of the cool things is when you're tasting these different flavors and all this different stuff and you're recognizing the vanilla, you know what I mean? It's like you recognize it. I'm hoping that this is recording. If it's not, it's on YouTube and I can record it off of YouTube. So anyways, if you can recognize it. So the tasting kit is really important because you can't recognize what you don't know what it smells like. So in here, I thought there was, let me see. There's smoke, earth, grass, butter, toast, tobacco, leather, cocoa, brown sauce, nut, herbal, orange, pear, vanilla, caramel, oak, cedar, banana, and cherry. Now, those are all good. Hearts, heads, tails, corn, rye, wheat, malt, and then the different whatever. Now, the cloves, but the brown spice doesn't do that spicy, peppery stuff. So that this one is a little bit limited in what it actually is doing. So I hope, I have no idea what microphones are working. I think it's this one right here that's picking me up, but one microphone's working. There's no doubt. Anyways, so once again, welcome to my haunted podcast, because I swear to God that it was haunted. Lights were flickering. Internet was going out. I could not get, after that happened, I think what happened is once the brownout kind of happened. Where can you get this? Okay, so the Wendell, the place to get the tasting kit, I actually got my tasting kit, but you can go online and they sell, you can look up whiskey or spirits tasting kits. They sell a couple different ones. I know that bourbon, Real Talk, that particular podcast, if you go there, he has tasting kits for sale. But I picked mine up through the Stave and Thief Society, through Moonshine University, where I took a bourbon steward class. I did my first bourbon steward class at through Macaulay Minton, who is now Dark Arts Master Blender, and at Wilderness Trail, and got my bourbon steward pin. But then I did an executive bourbon steward class at Moonshine University in Louisville, where they it was an all-day class. You worked, you did some distilling. They showed you how to do grain, you know, grind the grain, fermentation, and that type of thing. But then they had an aroma kit there for you to, and they did some definite, we got to taste and smell and how much. They taught us how much your smell is when it comes to taste. And it's, you don't have to taste things as much as you can smell them to teach yourself what the flavors are. Because most of the, not only when you're tasting, are you smelling at the same time, which creates that sense, but when you smell, that sense of heightened recognition is based off of what you're smelling before you eat it. And it's at a heightened level because smell is very important for not eating spoils or bad stuff. So that's where you are at that. So we got that now. I wanted to do my favorite unrecognizable flavor that I learned from the tasting kit was cherry. If cherry is hidden in a specific, if cherry is hidden in a specific place with a brown spice or whatever, it takes on its own flavor. So this dark arch right here, which is a French double oak, it's an MGP that he double oaked in a French used French oak barrel. This one comes off with all the flavors. I smell the brown spice. I smell brown sugar. A little bit of, a lot of vanilla, a lot of caramel. But when I taste that, it's spectacular. Hard to put what the flavors are. But 21 is right here. There's definitely no banana in it. But 21 tells you what cherry smells like. It really gives you what it would taste and smell like in a bourbon. And this one picks up a lot of oak. Let's pick up the oak. There's a little bit of cherry. Let's do the oak again. 15. This is like brown sugar mixed with oak. It's fantastic. It drinks like a barrel proof. It is a barrel proof. And it's just really kind of cool. So anyways, that brings us to this part of it. So what the last part of the podcast for everybody is I wanted to go over the Traveler whiskey. Traveler whiskey. I wanted to cover this because I wish my Facebook, everybody's going to see this. I'm going to share it to all the groups after I'm done because of the fact that I didn't get to share it to anybody based off of the microphone not working and having to reset. But not a big deal. We got through the technical. I probably will use my editing skills tonight to take out some of that was happening. Hopefully it's recording. If not, I'll have to re-record this. We might just do this podcast again on Thursday based off of how bad it went. I understand everybody on YouTube got to see it. I'm glad that you switched over and got to see it on YouTube. But I will say that the Traveler, this is the Traveler whiskey. It is blend number 40. It is 90 proof. I have no problem with that. It's got enough proof. Into the 90s is where I'm at. I don't mind 80 proof. A lot of times I challenge myself to be able to taste 80 proof. But Traveler whiskey, for all you people out there, this is Buffalo Trace showing you that you guys are pretty much, I'm going to have to say, there's a ton of people that are full of shit. And the reason why I say that is that this is an obtainable whiskey, that Buffalo Trace. All I've ever heard on the podcast is, they don't make enough. They do this on purpose. They're not doing this. So finally they give you a whiskey at 90 proof with Harlan Wheatley's name on it. Yes, Chris Stapleton's name on it too. He helped Harlan pick it out. It was blended. They did 50 blends and they picked number 40. They tasted through. The fact that this is whiskey made, it states on the label that it's not Sazerac from Canada. There's nothing there to make you think that it's Sazerac from Canada except negativity. And the negativity comes from the fact that they gave you a bourbon for $40, $39.99, with Chris Stapleton's name on it, Harlan Wheatley's name on it. I understand it's not bourbon, it's whiskey, which means it could be in used casks, but the flavor is fantastic. I'm going to say this is every bit as, this is better than Weller Special Reserve by far. But you can get it. And see, this is where the problem comes in with the bourbon people. We all want what we can't have. So Buffalo Trace has created a whole line of stuff, and they can't make enough of it, and we can't have it. So we will pay $125 for a $24.99 bottle of bourbon, Weller Special Reserve, that basically tastes harsh, rough. There's a ton of spice and pepper. It tastes, there's a little bit of caramel, but whatever it is, it's washed out by, it's kind of by what it is. And Weller Special Reserve is just okay. This is, Traveler is way better, and it's available. You don't have to pay $125 on secondary. They've distributed 900,000 bottles across the United States, but whiskey groups, bourbon people, they don't like it. And they don't like it because there's nothing wrong with this whiskey. This whiskey is delightful. I get notes of, since we're talking about, there's a little bit of cherry in there. There's a little bit of spice, pepper spice, a little bit of char. It's a fantastic whiskey. I don't know why anybody, there's nothing to rip on this whiskey. It's good tasting whiskey. Chris Stapleton fans will love this whiskey. They will think, if somebody like tonight who was asking me, they're new to bourbon, that they want to know what to buy as they go along, this is a great whiskey for somebody new to bourbon and whiskey. And I'm just saying, it's like they made a huge amount. It's going to sell out, just so you know. But that little 5% niche of people that think that they know way more about whiskey than anybody else, like somehow if it burns someone's palate, somehow they're just a wimp. No, it means they have taste buds still. I mean, burns and whatever, it's personal experience. Whiskey is a personal experience that you can share with friends, but there is so many whiskeys and bourbons out there, there's never a time you should be drinking something consistently you don't like because someone told you you should. So make sure that you pay attention to this. This is fantastic. Don't let anybody tell you not to taste it, especially people new and getting into bourbon and whiskey. This is something that gets you into bourbon and whiskey. This is a flavorful whiskey that anybody who's drinking whiskey, there's not a huge spice, and it's not, somebody, this is spicy enough that I know somebody with a newer palate is going to be the way that it, you know, what is going to go the way that they go. But at the same time, It's like, stop it. Stop getting... Buffalo Trace learned from you guys. They put out a whiskey with Harlan Wheatley's name on it and made it affordable and made it so everybody can have it. And you people who complain all the time, they don't make any whiskey, they do it on purpose. Well, you want to know what? You're just backing them up by telling them that you, by telling them that you're doing it on purpose, that they're doing it on purpose. But then when they don't do it and they show you, give you distribution across the United States, put it on every shelf, y'all act like it's subpar, so it's not superior, it's not good enough for you. So it's like, it's so funny. The one guy asked, what, I want to find it, and everybody's ripping on it in the bourbon group. And I'm just like, what's wrong with you guys? It's a delicious bourbon. The only reason why you're ripping on it is because you can get it. And that's what's wrong with my generation. I'm the end of the baby boomers, but then also Generation X is, I'm sorry, but just because you can get something doesn't mean it's bad. We all want, and I experience it too, I want stuff that I can't get. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that because you can get it, that you got to rip on it, tell everybody it tastes bad, when in reality, it's a very, very, very good whiskey that a lot of people are going to get into whiskey drinking and drink through Chris Stapleton. But I will 100% support Harlan Wheatley putting his name on this bottle. The only thing up until this point that he put his name on is vodka. So that just shows you this is his first. It's a fantastic whiskey. And I'm just, you know, that's where I'm at. And Tiny is about to finish up with the end of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I am going to take us out with Little Steve-O in a second. But remember, everybody, good bourbon, good whiskey equals good times and good friends. Remember, don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly and live your life dangerously. Remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. We are on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and X, and then also on all the social media platforms. Good night.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.